Okay, we're continuing in the project Likutei Sichas. We're learning Chelik Yutes, Parshas Sova, Sicha Beis. And a special Mazel Tov that this tonight, by this year, we're finishing the cycle of 1 year. We started last year Parshas Netzavim, so Kisovo is finishing a year, and Baruch Hashem we learned. So I wasn't there every week, but we learned every week a Sicha Baruch Hashem, and these kashos to the Rebbe and everything. So Baruch Hashem, Rebbe Shalom, we should continue. Zayim Mekushach Tzum Rem. You're working on it. Okay. A very gishmak sikhe. The mindset of the sikhe is divided in two halves. The first half is poshet rashi sikhe. And from this rashi sikhe, the Rebbe goes into explanation about the union of the teicheche, what teicheche means. Shengiret fil mol, as chodsh rashi kum mefarish an lechol roish pshutom shel ksuvim, amtal toba zayim piru shoich yeinu shel teiro, pnimius verozin doi reise. Rashi himself testified on himself that Niloy Bosia Lel Pshuto Shel Mikro. Rashi is coming to teach a 5-year-old that starts learning Chumash. Rashi is teaching him what Chumash means. But still, the Rebbe says, we learned already a lot of times, that in Rashi, there's Pnimius Verozin Doi Reise. Rashi, in his things, what he said, we have to dig and look, and only the Rebbe could do it, and find things that it's hidden in there, that it's called Yeinu Shel Teiro. The Bavuster, with the bewusste Wort von alten Rebben, the alte Rebbe says, was the Woch Parshas brought on in a Yom Yom, that Rashi is Yeinu Shel Teiro, was the Woch Parshas Kumi Oiri, Chai Elul, is an Yom Ledes. The Chai Elul, today is Chai Elul, the Yom Ledes of the alte Rebbe, and the alte Rebbe said this about Rashi, that he is Yeinu Shel Teiro. We do have the Wort von Baal Shem Tov was there, when you get your letters from Alten Rebbe, B'yoyim Anal, V'zayin Yom Ledes, B'yoyim Chayelut. There's a whole long sikha in Sikha Stovshin Hei. Friedrich Rebbe has a long sikha explaining how the birth of the Alter Rebbe came, and the Baal Shem Tov davened for the Omer that morning. It's a long sikha, beautiful sikha about the Alter Rebbe, and then the Baal Shem Tov taught the parents how to treat him. Nobody should know that he's a very unique and very, very special person, that his memory, he started talking by 2 years, he spoke fluently, and his memory and everything. And then by 3 years, they took him to the Baal Shem Tov to do a Hopshernish, and they didn't tell him who he is. Because there was an Indian very interesting in Ruchnis, the Kenyonim. We know that the Rebbe was born in Samar Beis. The Rebbe Nishmas Oedin passed away in Pei. The Rebbe was never by the Rebbe Rashab. There's an Indian that the Rebbe's Rebbe has to be the Friedrich Rebbe. The alter Rebbe has to be by the Magid, not by the Baal Shem. He didn't go to the Baal Shem. He could have been by the Baal Shem when he was already a Bocher. Because they told him it's a Zayde. I don't know if they told him is Zayde. So the alter Rebbe was born Chayelul, and the Baal Shem Tov said Bayoyim Azeh. It was Wednesday Chayelul. The alter Rebbe was born and said Bayoyim Nitlu Amoiros Mitatov. Nitlu the Moiros was the Rebbe that gave the moon and the sun. And this is what the Alter Rebbe said, and the Baal Shem Tov was emphasizing that it's the Parshe in Aftore Kumi Oiri, that the light is coming down. That's what it said about it. So we have the idea of the Alter Rebbe says that in Rashi is Yeinu Shel Teiro. Now, so is it when we get the Rashi Rashi Parshe Seinu, or if the Divrei Teichoche. Same thing we have to find. When Rashi tells us the things about the Divrei Teichoche, these 98 curses that we have in Parshe Kisovoi, so must be that there is something there hidden, Yeinu Shel Teiro. The Rebbe adds on something even deeper. I mean, can zogen, as it is noch mehr benegea pirush rashe ba teichoche, that in the teichoche we're going to find more Yeinu Shel Teiro than in other places in Chumash. Just to mention again about Yeinu Shel Teiro, there's a sikha of the Rebbe. The Rebbe is explaining why is it called Yeinu Shel Teiro. The Rebbe says two reasons. Number one, nichnas yain yotzo sod. So we called it yain because yain gives us soides. So we have soides at teiro, hidden things in the Rashi words, we could find hidden things. A second thing the Rebbe says, the same as wine, is always, before you make wine, it's closed in the grape, and then you take it out. And the Rebbe says something very interesting in the Sikha there to bring out, and it's very relevant to hear. As more deeper you learn the Pshuto Shel Mikro, more you find Rosin Doi Reise. Where do we see it? We see that a grape that is not completely in Lashon Kodesh, it's mevushlu. If it's not completely ripe, very good, completely ripe, so his wine is not so tasty. As more ripe he is, you leave him more on the tree, till you take him down, the wine is completely different. So we see that as more you you look into the pshuto shel mikro, the more you learn that, you're going to get more in the Rosenbergreich. The same thing is here. And I'll give you just the outlook in a second, the nekude. The Rebbe says that Rashi brings down things that it doesn't even say in Chumash. Why is Rashi emphasizing so much in the Teuchecha, in the Klolas, in the curses? Because Rashi wanted to hide in there what means when you're going to come and turn it around to Broches, it's going to be Broches Ad Ein Sof. That's why Rashi is doing it. As we're going to see in the Sicha. So the Rebbe says now that we could say that in the Teuchecha, the Bieine Shel Teuro is much more than in regular places. Why? Because the Rebbe says, like the Biur von Alten Rebbe in Likutei Torah, when you get the Divrei Techocha, when the Alten Rebbe says in Likutei Torah about this Divrei Techocha, he says, Agamas Begolu is a Teuchecha Eipech HaBroche, when you look at that, you see Eipech HaBroche, he's over Lefio Emes, Einom Rak Broches. A quotation from the Alten Rebbe in Likutei Torah, that the Emes is that they are blessings. Teuro ot in sich sosim ve galje. Teuro is in it sosim and galje. Hidden and open. Or we could say guf and neshome. Der sosim doi reise, nishmese doi reise, and guf doi reise. Und der sosim ob nimi is ve neshome von die Klolles, is an eivum broches nailes bei Yosef. These Klolles that we read, we say in this parsha, is a inyan of very high level broches. Broches nalus b'yeshav. Al derech v'megifint gimore, anoch kulu b'rcho soninu. Two things that we have to mention. One is the Rebbe bringing down in the Aure, and one in the Sikha itself. In the Aure, the Rebbe brings down the story with the Mittal Rebbe. I think it's in Ayom Yom yesterday, or the day before. Yes, it's in Ayom Yom Mamish this day. When it came, Parshas Tovoy, the Mittal Rebbe was before Bar Mitzvah, and he had such heartache, the Rebbe says, cave lave, from hearing the Kisovit, the Klolas, that when the Alter Rebbe came back, so he doubted when it came Yom Kippur, 2 weeks, almost 3 weeks later, if he could be able to fast from this heartache that he got from the Teuchoche. So there's the Mittal Rebbe, last year he heard it also, 2 years ago he heard it also. So he answered, the Alter Rebbe was reading the Torah every year. That year he wasn't there. He says, when my father is reading, you don't hear curses. When my father is reading, you don't hear klolas. So this is one thing that we see, that the Alter Rebbe is reading the doors turned around. And second thing here, which is the Gemara, we learned it in Asich a few weeks ago, the story with Rab Shimon ben Yochai sent his son Rab Lozo to two great guys to get broches from them. He told them, go to them and get broches. And when he came back, he said, you know what, they really made me pain. They really hurt me. They gave me so many klolas that it's unbelievable. So Rab Shimon ben Yochai told them that it's really, really broches. But such broches, sometimes it has to come down in a way of klolas. To interpret it, as I learned it from Mashpim and I learned it in Yeshiva, is that when the Rebbe gives a regular broche, if these two guys, the two great giants, would give a broche to Rab Lozo, Rab Shimon, literally say you should have kids and marry them and they shouldn't divorce, there could be some stoppage there, there could be some, the Sotan could hear and do some things. When they said it in a way of klolas, the Sotan left. He said, okay, he cursed them, fine. And then the broches could come down in a very high level. Just to mention one thing, what they say, they told them you should plant and never cut, or never harvest.
Harvest.
You never harvest. So he came to his father and says, well, you know what he told him? Sure. They wanted to tell you should marry off all your kids and they should never come back to you. Nobody should divorce. Beautiful, beautiful, what they wanted to bring out. And the Rebbe says in the Aure, beautiful Aure 8, the Davke Rashbi, where do we see a story that somebody gave curses to somebody and who transformed that and translated in the real thing that it's Be'emes et Broches? Rashbi, Shein Yonoi, Gilu Ipnimis V'sosim Doi Reise, Gilu Shein Broches. Who did it, Rav Shimon ben Yochai? The Dugma is when you get the Purushi Rashi of the Techoche, the Pshat from Rashi come to Roisbring and Goydla Loi Toiv Lepipshut Shel Mikro. Rashi is emphasizing to find as more and as much as he could to find not good things in Pshuto Shel Mikro, then to translate it into Pnimis at the Resosim Doi Reise, the greatest broches that it could be. Kommen dieselbe Werte von Rashi herausbringen in the Pnimis in Moshe Zayin at Goshe, in the broches Nalois von der Teuchoche. Now we're going to go to the Sichatil Nader Rebbe said, that in Rashi there is Pnimis Yeine Shel Teuro, and we find it in a lot of places, and in the Teuchoche we must find it more, as we're going to see soon that Rashi is emphasizing in the Klolle so much, we don't understand why. He's emphasizing because he wants to bring out how much it's broches and how high level of broches it is. Beim Shiyum HaTeuchecha Zog Da Posik. The last Posik of the Teuchecha is Veishivro Hashem Mitzrayim Bo'oniyos Bederech HaShomato Lecho Leshesh Void Leroyso Vishmakatum Shom Loiveko Lavodim Velechfochos Vein Koine. The Rebbe is going to bring you back in Mitzrayim with boats, with ships, and the way that I told you that you're never going to go back in Mitzrayim. And you're going to try to sell yourself there to your enemies, and nobody is going to want to buy you. The pashas is moving. As you bow the posik state by himself, we see him for the toich, come to our oisbring, and I pech atoiv, God will be yoisho. Obviously, if you, the Rebsha says that I'm giving, God forbid, it's clawless, so as more you go on in the parsha kisovo in 98, so goes a klole, then goes a harder and harder and harder, till you come to the last one, as to be the most important and most harder klole that it could be. So the Rebbe says, if this is, it's not understood. The Rebbe says, it's nicht moving. Something's not understood. Was ist die gewaltige Puronis von dem, was sie denn wollen sich umkehren mit Zerayim, und keiner wird sie nicht wollen, kein Wald, aber ich woche es. Der question mark. Is this, there is before, even curse number 2 and number 10 and number 20 and number 30 is even more than this. So how come you're finishing with a klola that it's not so bad? Going back to Mitzrayim, was it in Mitzrayim they could leave and they could walk, something could happen there. So the Rebbe says, is this Rashi Mevayer? That's what Rashi is adding on something. Bo'oniyos, Rashi brings down Bo'oniyos. Rashi says, Bechoyre when you learn Chumish, Pshutah shel Mikro, Bo'oniyos means that he went with chips. Rashi says a new thing completely. Bo'oniyos means Bisfinois, Be'shivyo. You're going to go, Sfinois again is boats. So the Rebbe is going to ask a beautiful question later. What does Rashi tell me, Bo'oniyos Bisfinois? A child learned already in Parshas Vayechi, what means Bo'oniyos? But he broke it from Yankov, it says Bo'oniyos. So what does he say, Sfinois? In Bashiva is a new thing. They're going to go as captives. Right. To say, Sfinois, come in Mitzrayim as Shvuyim, as captives. And of Vayin Koine, what does it mean Vayin Koine? So Rashi says, the Choy Reputus of Mikro Vayin Koine, nobody's going to buy you. Rashi says, completely a different thing. Ki Yigzero Lecho Erech V'Kiloyen. They're going to decree on you to, annihilation. Yes. To completely kill you and finish everything. Learning Bashkofer is showing a kum tois when I learn Rashi in first glance, as in them posts and in those two puronies baker. There's two curses in them. Aleph Eden when coming came it's Rhein Beshevi, this is one curse, and Beis, Ixero Lecho Eric Killion, they're gonna decree that they're killing you. Und die Iberike Wörter im Posik Bonioiz, bei der Rasha Matel Chaloi Seishi Voit Liroi Sobis, man kaat um Shom Loi Vecho Lavod Mele Shvochois, they are not protim in the Tzvi Anal. The Rebbe says, when you look in the Rasha with first glance, there's two curses here. You're going to go back to Mitzrayim, and they're going to be killing you. All the other things is those details, and this is not really a klole. The Rebbe says, we can aber sagen, and this is one of the main points of the Rebbe's Chiddush here, that Rashi comes to tell us, no, that it's not two curses, and the other things is, by the way, every word in this posik is a new curse. As we say, the Rebbe is beautiful explaining it out of this. We can aber sagen, as Rashi durch dem Dirkel schoine und Pirushe, through that we see that Rashi is having gambo nioiz, besfinois beshivye, vein koine they're going to kill you, Mosei git zu verstehen, wie jeder prat im posik is moisif, Azach epech atev la'atzman ketel kamon. As we're going to learn later, that each and every one is adding God and making it worse and worse and worse. When al derech zeh, in yeinu shel toiro, vi yed avot unin, kum tpoi shel anin goit lo ilu, v'abroch avos v'zayim bayin. Otherwise it's not understood. Rashi is telling me terrible things, and it makes it more terrible and more terrible, and it's not only two curses. Every word is a curse and a worse curse than the previous one. Why? Because he wants you in yeinu shel toiro to bring out as the highest levels of brochas. Euch gibt. Wenn man das verstehen, behagt dem Levai, was der Possig ist, magisch, wie ich schiefro, bederich, rasch, umat, lecho, 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 lecho. We have to understand, why is not the questions on the Possig? Why is the Torah emphasizing that you're going to go back in a place that I told you you're not going to go back? Lecho, ire, was ist denn auf Kemine, und was ist das Negea in der Teuchiche? What is it Negea in der Teuchiche? The Rebisha wants to tell that they're going to go back to Mitzrayim. Is it important to say in a place that I told you that you're not going to go back there? What does it add on in the curse? When man gefind nicht gekeure, as Rashi soll das beantworten für Rushe. Rashi is not answering why the Torah is saying it. The Forschung sagen, as damit is the Posuk Masber for Avos da Venshifro is Davke Bo Nioiz. Yeah? The Rebbe brings on the Bar Benel. Wie baut as der Oibishter hat gesagt, lois soisiv oid li roiso. In dem derech, lo sheshiv lo shuv baderech hazeh, oida, the Pesuk said, you're not going to go back in this derech, ken doch nizayin hazidin velen kumen ke Mitzrayim baderech hazeh duch yaboshe, the river is the Pesuk matgish, ve yeshiv rabonius goyma. The Rebbe asked a question, why does the Torah say Veshivro Be'oniyos? So the Mefarshim say, very, very gishmak. Because the Rebbe said that you're not going to go back in the same way. Which way did you go? In the Midbar. So you can't go back in the Midbar, but the Rebbe said not to go. So that's why it says Be'oniyos, you're going to go from a different way, you're going to go with ships. The Rebbe says, I can, in Pshuto Shel Mikro, I can accept it. She says, Shver Tzayla, Nazo in Pshuto Shel Mikro, Derech Pirush Rasha La Torah. Rasha is Pirush Rasha, Rasha is Pshuto Shel Mikro, I can say it. Why? Why? Meinaf kemine in der toy khochet zu bavorn in azav shiv ra shem tsraim iz nit mistire zu leise shiv vet leiso befrat az lekhoy rot nit gedarf stehn der bederach shomat lo khoyse shiv vet leiso warum das iz doch nit bege al khoyre bat khocher be mele volt euch nit gewen neutig bavorn nit bonis if it wouldn't have said that it's not necessary because it's not a part of the curse so it shouldn't have said that you're not going to go back you're going to I'm going to bring you back in the way that I told you you're not going to go back. If it doesn't say, then it doesn't have to say that you're going in ships. So I don't need both of them. I don't need not that you're not going to go back, and I don't need it. So maybe Pshuto Shel Mikro, it's not understood, and because the Abba Vanel is answering only, why does it say Be'oniyos? Because it says, "Baderech asher amarti lecha lo'soysif." Don't say both things in Finnish. So very simple. The Rebbe says that Rashi is explaining the word of Be'oniyos, that it's finished with Shivyo. Rashi is adding on a very interesting thing, and of Ein Koine, they're gonna decree on you to kill you. And then the Rebbe says, the Rebbe asked a question about the idea of the Be'oniyos, and the Rebbe says, I can accept it with the Abba Vanel. What is Dalet? The Choyrol Ben Ken Zong al Derbe Shtet Imerosh Lekach Toiv, as the Apostle will damit matgesan zu was der wäre seinen Olul zu der Führung. Chod der Rebbe ist der Rotsu gesagt, lo isoi si voit li roiso, kennen aber die Chatoim Gorem sein, as the Rebbe ist der so mevatel sein, der Toche. As a Medrash Lekach Toiv, and Lekach Toiv is explaining why the Rebbe ist der saying it, that you're going to go back in a way that I said you're not going to go back. What is it adding on? The Torah is coming to emphasize and tell us what Averis could do. Although the Rebbe just said that you're not going to go back there, so I'm telling you, Averis is, Averis could affect that you are going to go back in a place that I said you're not going to go back. The Rebbe says, I can this also accept in Pshuto Shel Mikro. Aber euch das ist nicht glattig mit Pshuto Shel Mikro. Warum? Euch zu wissen, der Minion, als Achet, bifrat Chatoim Gölim, kein Gehörm sein, den Mittel auf Toche von dem Eubersten, darf man nicht umkommen zu die Klolle, sachi Gdeulis, bifrat noch beim Sium von der Teuchoche. What do you want to say? The body Sium of the Teuchoche is going to tell me, you know what Averis could do. I don't need it. I learned it already a lot of times. And Rebbe brings a beautiful dogma. Weil Modoshen gelernt früher bei Yankeven. Bei Yankeven, it says, the Rebbe gave him a broche when he saw the Sulo Mutzavarzo. Yeah, when he was sleeping there before he went to learn 14 years in Shem Weaver and then he went to Lovon. The Rebbe told him, Vashivo Yisicho, you're going to go, you're going to be successful. And by Yokom Yankev, yeah, by Yisro Yankev is Radlov. Rashi says that he had the broche and again. Comes back, all of a sudden he's scared. What are you scared? You have a broche of the Rebbe. So Rashi says, Yankev says, maybe a chet goram. Could be that, huh? Maybe I got filthy, I got dirty with chet. That's why. So I know it already from Parshas Vayetze. What are you telling me here again? This, so I can't accept it. Wait, even more. Was ist das Negea Davke und Afar ist es Davke in dem Minyan von der Rashov ele Mitzrayim? Why is it emphasizing when you go back to Mitzrayim? This is what telling me that what Averis could do. Does make it, my Yankim is beautiful. The Rebbe told him, don't be scared. And all of a sudden when he comes back, after being there 21 years, I think he was in Chorom Vidi 14 years. So, what are you scared? So, it fits to say that Yankim said, because of my Nechatoim. But here it's not important. It doesn't make any sense. Pshite as esot nish kein ort al pshite shel mikro. The Rebbe is trying one more thing to answer and also that. Pshite as esot nish kein ort al pshite shel mikro lernen. And this is for sure that in pshite shel mikro I can say as chodsh is given at sivu Hashem nit zurigem bederach hazeh lemitzrayim. Is the chet goyrem as the Rebbe is terechen sich nish mit dem umbreng se euch zoiwa seine von sivu. Weil vos rashach is oda teich os dos vos chatoim brengen zoiwa seine noch at sivu al kochem. The Rebbe says we could say very interesting. Why did the Rebbe says that you're going to go back to Mitzrayim, a place that I said you're not going to go back? To tell you that if you do Avere, I'm going to make you do another Avere. I said you're not going to go back, now you're going to go back, you do another Avere. So it doesn't make any sense, that especially doesn't make any sense in the Teuchoche. What does it have to do? And the Rebbe brings that in our 21, in Likutei Derev of the Arizal. מה אוינש זה לא ישיבה ממצרים בדרך אוינש וכי אוינש הוא לבר על דברי תוירו? What is this, a punishment? That you go back in the place that I told you not to go because you did a virus, you're going to do another virus. It doesn't make any sense. Okay. Now the Rebbe is coming to his real answer, what Rashi wants to say here. And what the posik is, why the posik says, "Ani oisim b'derech asher amarti in everything." Ois hey, that the same verstanding be'egdem atreishes bir in pirush Rashi of Ani ois v'sfinois b'shivya. We're going to answer the question, why does Rashi add on? When it says Ani ois, Rashi says v'sfinois b'shivya. T'lechoyre the roptai chazidin v'lengeni mitzrayim b'shivya ishayich nis zum vort Ani ois, not zum vort v'yishivcho. As the roibish of it zidot umker al shvuim. Or the Rashi gedavt es mefarshen b'v'yishivcho, and he's in the dibur v'eskeit in the vort Ani ois. A beautiful, beautiful question. V'yishivcho is rhymes and it indicates of shivyo, of captivity. Why doesn't Rashi say ve'yishivcho that you're going to go back as a captive? Why is he saying it by the Ani ois? By Ani ois, he says you're going to go back shivyo. Doesn't make any sense. The Bala Tosfos learnen ein, as by Ani ois is moisiv in der shivyo. Shemoyu melichno is beregel, or yishov rak hagdoilin, ayocholim lolechis beregel, but the Ani ois yishov b'vunam mashiv. Bala Tosfos say that why does the Torah say that by Ani ois? Because by Ani ois is a addition in the curse. What is it? If I say that they're going to walk, so a lot of women and children wouldn't be able to make it, so they're going to fall down, they're going to stay. But if you go in a boat, everybody could go. So that's why the Torah says, Bo Nius. The Rabbi says, I can't accept it. For them, it was Rashi Zog Beshivyo, Stam. Rashi doesn't say that Beshivyo, because everybody is going to be able to go. Nitzuga became Bio. It's a standing as late Rashi. If the Rosh Nishtendem was this Shivyo, Vetarum, Nemen, Alemen, Oich Noshi Vetach, nor in the Etzem Inye, Vazer, Kumen, Dor, Bo Nius, Rashi wants to emphasize that the curses going as captives. It doesn't say that it has to do because everybody is going to go. Otherwise, Rashi would have said it. Oizvov, the Bio Bozena, we have to explain why Rashi is adding on Besfinois Beshivyo, and why is he saying it on the word Bornios, and not by the word Veishivro, should have said it there. Oizvov, the Bio Bozena. Rashi is mefarish as the other protim was staying in Posuk, seine nitztam protim von einem klolitik techochas, mit verdienen umkehren ke Mitzrayim, noch jeder von sie ist moisi für euch abasunder techochas. The Rebbe said before, we're going to explain it like Amon, we're going to explain it, now is the Rebbe starting to explain it, every part in the Rashi, that Rashi thinks that it's not as we learned before, in first glance, that there's only two decrees here, they're going to go back to Mitzrayim, vein koine that they're going to kill you, and all the rest, bo niois, and baderech is just, by the way, it's not important, it's just protim. The Rebbe says, no. Rashi is in everything, adding on more in the curse. The Rebbe learned Rashi as those was the posik is Ma'ir Bonis, Bader Rashi Omarti, is the Saniyin Noisaf. It's an addition to the curse. In Zugok to the Toich Revos in Emetzim Umkehr Zich Mitzrayim, in addition to go back to Mitzrayim, the Toich Davega in zu sein in a Neufen Goruah Beyoyser in Zweiprotim, the traveling to Mitzrayim. Going to Mitzrayim is one curse. The traveling to Mitzrayim is going to be also in a very bad way. The Rebbe says the lotion Goruah B'Yoyser in a very bad way. In the Rebbe's two details why it's so bad. Aleph Bo'Niyos B'Shivyo. The says Levadzos was in Mitzrayim vel zezayim B'Shivyo vel zoyich dem veke Mitzrayim duch machal shvuim in Oniyos. They're not going to be only when they come to Mitzrayim be captives. And the way they're going to be already captives. What is captives in the Oniyos so bad? So the Rebbe says, but this is verbunden mit asach tzar ve'isurim. There's a lot of pain and a lot of not comfortable when you go in a boat as a captive. Viel mehr mit asach von Gein Beshivyo durch der Yabosho. When you go by Yabosho, you open, you have some fresh air, you don't feel like you belong to this guy, you under his jurisdiction, like over you all the way. When you're in a boat, secluded and closed, and you're over there, he's ruling you every second of the way. So it's a much, much more pain to go in a boat as a captive is getting regular. Warum Borneo ist mir mehr und stärker unter dem Morus von die, was haben sie gefangen, wie man sagt, das mit Pastus. Okay. Now the Rebbe is going to bring in the brackets, by the way, to say why Rashi is not learning like the Bala Tosfos, that they say, why does it say Bo'ni Yois? If you remember, we learned before, Bala Tosfos say, why did we learn Bo'ni Yois? To say that everybody went, because otherwise, if they would be walking, women and children wouldn't be able to make it. So the Rebbe says, in the Mitzvah Zerich Muvim, through this that we just learned, that this Bo'ni Yois is an addition in the curse, that the way to Mitzrayim is going to be already as captive and in boats. So said, through that, I'll understand why Rashi does not learn as the Bala Tosfos. But no of them was in Pasos, can an oich tav and noshim gain tzufus al kopon malich elad. It's not, if you go slowly, they went out of Mitzrayim, they had 600,000 men from 20 to 60, they had 2.5 million people, and it was a lot of children, a lot of women, and they made it. So I can accept the Bala Tosfos, what they say, that the women and the children wouldn't be able to make it. The Rebbe is adding more, and this is given by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Here, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, they went, they walked. is loid zeh pirush kum toish loid pirush un balat toish kum toish az nish dem etzem umkern zer bonne is at khokh far sich no es loid moise vin a klolos dik at khokh be shifra mitzrayim az es kelel almen fiziot le khatkhile gedav shtey ve shiva ve shiva shem kulchem kaitze be zabad nish shugem es als anayim inyan according to the balat toish what they say bonne is that everybody is going to go so the curse is a curse they're going to go back to mitzrayim and it's not an addition, it's not adding on nothing in the klole that they put him in the boat that the women and children also should be able to go. Because otherwise, if it would have been like this, would have said, Ve'eshiv Hashem, kulchem, to emphasize that everybody's going to go. The Pasuk doesn't say it. Okay, so we have... Now, so we have already one reason why Rashi is saying Bonis, that the Indian is going to be already captives, because this is already a new curse, not only a shift from Mitzrayim, and all the other things is Tamazoy details, so by the way, no, it's a earth. Now, the Rebbe says there's two reasons. Beis, Baterra, Shabbat, Lachal, 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 as well as the Chumkern, Ke Mitzrayim, Tuch Dem, Veg, Vos, Ezani, Shem, Friya, Dur, Gidangel, they're going to go in a place that they did go. Where, what is it? Duch Midbor, Agodl, Ve'anoiro, Nochosh, Soro, Ve'akro, Ve'tzmoin, Asherei Moin. The Rebbe is Mechadish here. The Rebbe is we're going to learn on footnote 26, beautiful. The Rebbe is Mechadish here, that what the Rebbe just said, Baderech HaShalomatach Noisayishif, that they did go through the Midbar. The curse is that they would go through the Midbar. Going to go through the Midbar and in on Yosh. The same thing as by Yetzias Mitzrayim was, they went through the ocean, but it was dry. And then they went through the Midbar. Same thing here also, they're going to go back through the Midbar and with Onirish. And in both of them is terrible curses. If you're going to go back through the Midbar, when they came out of Mitzrayim, the Rebishter said it's a Midbar, Godel, Nochosh, Soro, Ve'akro, Ve'tzmein, Asherei Moiv. But what happened then? They're the Anonim, they're the Oroim, making everything straight. The Anonim wash their clothing and everything. And now they're going to go back, Chas v'Sholem, what's going to be it? It's going to be Midbar, Godel, Nochosh, V'Sorov. So it's a terrible thing. Kemuvim v'pashus as dinisim v'chasodim from the rashter alichei Midbar, but they had dinisim and they're not going to have it. Because the Pharaoh, the Roi, Mishter Mavtiach, when as in them derech loisheshev oid l'roiso, is moving them goid l'atoichoche in derech alichei duch them derech. So it's understood. So the first thing is that they're going to go Bonio is an addition because they're going to go as captives already in the boat and it shows much more than walking and everything. The same thing is also that the alichei is going to be terrible. Let's learn footnote 26. But if he's a basin yonim ba'derech, there's two things in derech. Bebokim shetzoch leilach derech hayam ti alichei bo'niyos. The Rebbe brings down it's based on a cheskuni, but it's very interesting. And based roi v'derech iye bederech asher omarta lecho l'shei shivoid l'roisa. The Rebbe just said clearly, it's going to go bo'niyos, and the pasuk says you're going to go b'derech in the way that I told you, you're not going to go back. That means that you're going to go in Midbar also. Bederech asher omarta lecho l'shei shivoid l'roisa, derech ha-midbar. ועל דרך זה רבי זדין גם, ועל דרך דרך יציא אוסו ממצרים. When he came out of Mitzrayim, also was based in Yonim. דרך הים, בקריאס ימסוף, ודרך המדבור. But now it's going to be, instead of being in Midbar, in a safe place from the Anonim, and the Oren that it was straight not everything, it's going to be חס ושולם, נוחו, סורו, ועקרוב, and everything. And it's not going to be, sea is not going to be split for you, you're going to go through in the Yaboshe, but it's going to be in Onios and as captives. Der Rebbe sagt dann in die Brackets a little geschmacke Ding und rasche darf es nicht österreichischen Befehrisch geschehen, wir darf nicht österreichischen dem Gödler Puronne ist von Verschiff Rasche Mitzrayim. Rasche doesn't have to tell us why is the terrible thing to go back to Mitzrayim because everybody understands what it's bad. Same thing Rasche doesn't have to explain that by derech asher matlo chol asetze, everybody understands what it is. Why? Because weil Rasche hat erst mit Farisch gewähren, als eime jahre nes hodum, ne dobo shi yogob menu. In the previous Psukim, when in one of the curses, Rasche says that you scare a person in something that he's scared. You don't tell him something that he's not going to be scared of it. So the same thing is here also. I'm telling you, you're going to go back by derech. So somebody thinks, obviously the Rebbe, he thinks when you go back in time through the Midbar, but there Rosh Hashanah Rosh Chodesh, you're going to go back in a way that's not as he came out, but it's going to be a terrible, terrible way. Und Punkt wie der Metz im Umkehren sich kein Mitzrayim, also ihr der Derech zu Mitzrayim ist beim Iden Adovo Shui Yoga Memenu. Der Iden, every Jew understands, every Iden understands, that going out of Mitzrayim and going into Midbar was a special, special way in Chumash, in Parshas Dvorim, is Moichiach and says that it's a terrible way. I took you Midbar, a Godel, a Neuro, no Choshor, a Akro, a Asherei Moim. But they did everything. They got Mon from Moish Rabbeinu, they got water from Miriam, and everything they got. On the way back, Chas V'Sholem, the curses, they wouldn't get it. Okay, oi zayn. Al pizeh, et noy khvashtein dem emshekh im pirush rashe. auf die weiter die Wörter in demselben Posuk. Mishmakartem shel there is true three Rashi explains three things. Beshivro Mitzrayim, so Rashi besfinois, bonios besfinois beshivyo und bein koine they gonna kill you and now we gonna come to the word mishmakartem shom lo yevecho. Mishmakartem shom lo yevecho, atem mevakshim liyos limkorim lohem laavodim velishmocho is was meint nicht al day moich macherim nor azir vil zichalim farkoif v'rashi is mazber bedibur shalach hazeh. Rashi says mishmakartem. Ismakartem could be that you're going to be sold, but Rashi is emphasizing that Ismakartem, you would want to sell yourself to slaves and what the shifros and
maidservants.
Yes, yes. Telchoyre tomua. Telchoyre, it's not understood this Rashi. Das ist doch mustiere zu dem, was er rot mefarisch wenn also wären geführt mit rein beschivio, weil er nicht damals zu verkaufen sich allein, nur darf geduch moichem acherim. They gonna go in the Omnios as captives, right? When they come to Mitzrayim, so those people who took him to captivity, and they took him to Mitzrayim, they are going to sell him. What if it's Makartem? You're going to sell yourself? It doesn't make any sense. Euch ist nicht one more thing that is not understood. Was ist der Posik Taki Medayik, wie es Makartem, nicht durch Moichem Acherim? What is the emphasis that you're going to sell yourself and not being sold to somebody? Baldur Oysfir is as vein koine. If I say that somebody would buy you, maybe it makes a difference who sells you. But nobody's going to buy you anyway. What's the difference who is selling you? Baldur Oysfir is as vein koine. Zu libdem was Igzero, Lecho, Erek, Vikiloyen. Ist doch schon in ganzen Kind auf Geminen nicht, wer sehr Moichem ist. What's the difference who is selling them? Not a beer was it. The Rebbe is going to answer now why it says it's makartem and why Rashi says the emsher ve'en koine that they're going to kill you. Not a beer was it. V'balt az yed ha'prat is moisif in the toichich ani in la'atzmi kinis kaloyim. The Rebbe is emphasizing again is yesod in this pirush Rashi. That Rashi is trying on every word that there is in the posuk, in the last posuk, must be one course after the other and higher than the other. And it's not details and it's not by the way. Everything is emphasis. Okay, what the Rebbe said, learn the Rebbe Rashi, that's why Rashi is learning, as the Posuk gerät nicht wegen am Echire durch die, was führen die Iden beschivio, was ist nicht, dass er größer durch Hoche und nicht gehen in den Chodesh Latzmoy. The Rebbe said, Rashi is emphasizing, dafke, that they're going to be selling themselves and not somebody selling them, because this is adding on in the curse. Nor as the Matzev beschivio, wer ta so schlecht, to be captive by these people is so bad, as atem mevakshim liyos limkorim lev lavodim v'lishvochois, yivet velenom b'meile zuchon sich alein zu verkoif mal savodim v'lishvochois, durch betten dos zun einwirken auf die, was ob meir genommen beschivio. The, what's called, captors, what do they call him? The guy who took him, yeah? The captors are going to be so bad that you would want to get out of them and be a slave in Mitzrayim and not be with them. That's how bad it's going to be. So it's another detail, it's another curse. That it's going to be so bad shivya that you want to be able to, that's why Vesmakartem, you want to be selling yourself. Otherwise it doesn't make sense. If you are in shivya already, so they're going to sell you when you come to Mitzrayim. And Vesa, second thing, noch mehr, zu wemen, another depth in the curse, lo yevecho, you're going to sell yourself to enemies. Damit kommt zu euch, hat euch das Bier im Pirus Rashi, euch wein koinik, ikzor olecha erek kloi. According to what we just learned, it's coming also another explanation, deeper explanation, that they're going to decree to kill you. Al pi anal wot gewen an not zu lernen, as wein koine, is no der Reuswe von der Friedeke Pechoche, weis makartem, as sie will sich verkäufen, so leben bitte eurem Matzer zu Evecho, und wein koine, sie will nicht kaufen, bemele wird ihr bleiben, im Matzer koine. Lecho eure, when you learn the Chumish, so without Rashi, what mean wein koine? It's a detail in the curse. The shiva is going to be so bad that you want to go sell yourself, but nobody's going to buy you. The Rebbe says, no. Rashi must find a place that it's something deeper and something worse than before. What does Rashi say? They're going to kill you. Bevor der Rebbe Rashi, that's what Rashi is bevor, and that's what Rashi is saying. Azoich in dem isvaran, nishno did need gute toitsefu vishmakartem, that you want to sell yourself. No, oich habazunda toichochen oishefes. Unbelievable, beautiful, as I was explaining every word in Rashi, that he's looking to go deeper and deeper in the Teichoche. Because it's not verbunden with Vismakartem and Goymer. It has nothing to do with Vismakartem. Vein koine is to live them vos ikzer olecha erek vekeloyen. Teichoche betachlish and the river is as the siyum for the ganze Teichoche. Now we understand why this pasuk is the last one of the old Teichoche that we have in the 98 curses. Okay, so now let's just make, this is finished with the Rashi. Now we're going to go over to Yeno Shel Teiro. So, just to, in Mamish, in two words, to go back what we learned. The Rebbe says that Rashi is here coming to find as much as he could in the last posuk of the Teichoche, that this is the worst that could be, And in this pasuk it's going from bad to worse and worse and worse. If you see that Mitzrayim is one thing, Onios is another thing, and then Vismakartem, yeah, and then Midbar, not only Onios, but it's going to be Midbar also without protection, without food, without anything. Then Vismakartem, then it's going to be Vein Koine, that it's Kiloyon completely to annihilate, yeah, the, everybody. Huh? Oivecho, yes, and Oivecho also, yeah. So it goes mamish from bed to bed to bed and worse. Okay, so we finish with this. Now the Rebbe says the same thing as Pshuto Shel Mikro. Rashi, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's such beautiful as the Rebbe is bringing it out. Rashi is looking to give you in the Pshuto Shel Mikro terrible things that it could be, much worse than it says in Chumash. Rashi takes it from Medroshim, from Sifri, from Rashi doesn't innovate things that they ain't going to kill you and beshiv you and everything. Is Rashi takes it, but why is Rashi saying it? Leave the clawless, that's enough. Rashi is coming to emphasize how bad it is to come now and see what it means, what it comes out from it. V'geret friert Sif Alef is Rashi meramet b'yeinu shel Toiro. So that's what Rashi wants to bring out. The kavanah of the Teicher is to chazduch them, so need to come and submit to Shuvah. With the pasuk zov voyo ki yevoch alecha kol advarim oyle abrocho ve'aklolo v'ashmoi shel v'vecho v'shavto ad avay elekecho v'yishloima. As the ribers v'shiv v'choisim from the Teicher, the merumim zod derinian. The kavanah of the Teicher and the ilu v'zvert al deyat Shuvah. The whole idea of the Teicher, it says clear in pasuk. What's going to happen? You should do tshuva. So when you do tshuva, what's going to happen? Nothing of those is going to happen. It's going to happen that this less posik in all of the klolos, and especially this less posik with the terrible things that Rashi is bringing out, is going to be transformed to the highest level that I could be, as we're going to learn in detail in this sicha. The meaning of tshuva is with the gemara of gedolei tshuva is doing its naslik zochiris. Tshuva is a gewaldig meaning. The gemara in Yuma says that he comes with sacks of averes. And he's doing tshuva me'ave, what happens then? He comes with the same sex, turns over to be schuyes. He wrote a sug meyuchet ve'noisav in schuyes. But afilu atzadik gomorot nish. Unbelievable. Tzadikim could not get it. The Rebbe is going to explain it in detail, what the difference between atzadik and aval tshuva. Bepnim yeso inyen, hoyer din itzutzes dikdushe vospan la'rov duch di zdoinesh in gimel klipes atmeyos ver nepach l'schuyes. Gimel klipes atmeyos could not be purified. Noiga could be purified. Why is noiga? That's klipas noiga. The Rebbe said that you could. The Rebbe said that you, things that you could have, but you could have it as the Rebbe wants you. You could have it as a baltaivenik. You could have kigel and chong because it's gishmak, or you could have ice cream because it's gishmak, or you could have it because the Rebbe said. So this could be elevated because it's klipas noiga. Noiga means lotion light. Hashem gesholish klipas atmeis. What's it called? Chazer, Orle, this is thing that's given close. When somebody is doing a very chas v'sholem and it goes on and giving klipas atmeis, through tshuva he could elevate it and it becomes, as in his bag, in his sack, it becomes schuyas. Just interesting, it came to my mind, I didn't thought about it when I prepared it, a geschmack a word, what it means to klipas noiga, Reb Nissen, from Glamber, eh? Ah? Reb Nissen Nemenov from France. He was a very young man when he came in Russia to have a bringing up, when he came into a place, all people with long white beard, there was a younger man of 25 years old, everybody got up and everybody was quiet, he didn't say a word, only he spoke. So Reb Nissen, when he was sick, he didn't eat, he was in the hospital, and the doctor said that he must have some nourishment, otherwise he's not going to survive. So they came and told him, he didn't have appetite, so they told him, we're going to give him ice cream. So he said, Marojene, ice cream? No way in the world he's not going to eat it. Then by a few more days he got even weaker and weaker, and there's no choice. The doctor told him, Mabe, that's my lodas, the greatest avere in aloha is to kill yourself. You're not allowed to do it. She says, you know what? If you say that's what the story is, fine, I'm ready. But I'm not going to do it. Let my wife feed me. I'm not going to eat ice cream myself. So we see what it means, the end of a clip of snake. Anyway. Okay. Vibald as an insutus gdushe. Oh, no, we skipped. Mashenken at Sadik, but we do so. Ken no mevaras and the nitzutzus will resign in the dvorim amotorim, but the name is from klipas noiga. But Mashenken about tshuva, when he does tshuva, is it supposed to be in it? A custom is really sick and it bothers him why he did the avere, he could elevate it. ובאל דאס אין צוזס דבושה וואס דיין פינס אין גימל קליבס האט מייזן אין ערום געפאלן גאר נידריק למאטו מאטו ביויסר און דער איז דער פון גוף און מוב אז ער שער איז דבושה איז גאר איך איף אין לאחר יבוט סייף אין קוד קאן צו שאל דאס קליבס האט מייז איט דאזנט קאם פון סוציאל פלייס דער זאגט נאו דער אפסיט יו נו איך זיי דאס אלווייז די נושל פון וואט דאס זיי קולא גוויי ביויסר נאו פון מאטו יוסף יבא א וול אויף בריקס און איט פאלס. So the bricks that is on close on the bottom falls right there. The second floor falls right there. And the third floor falls very far. So I must say that if the nitzutzes go down and give me clips at mess, it comes from the highest place that there is. Kol ha-gubay yesha nefil mato yesha on the far bishas mis bevare o mapech od the nitzutzes lebdushe that nimshach an oir elyon be yesha. Then you reach a very much high oir from the mailo. And this is the pirush ha-pnimi in posuk v'shifra shem Yitzrayim. Now we're going to come back to explain every word in this posuk, how it's going to come and be a blessing. ושיפרו השם מצרים גוימר, אז דקבונה אינדיה לדברי התרחוכה, is only dated in Zeyer, סיום וחויסם. In the end of this, the year we're going to see. ושיפרו מלושן תשובה. Before we said, ושיפרו, the Rebbe said, could be captive. שיביו. The Rebbe says, no. ושיפרו means תשובה. ושיפרו מלושן תשובה. צוברנגן צום אילוי פון תשובה, was there אילוי זמרמז in המשך הקוסוק. What's the elevation what תשובה is going to do? אלף, וסמכרתם שום לא יבחו לעבודם ולשבורכויס, אז מפרין השום, מוקם הקליפס או יבחויס בן מברד הנסוצה הקדושה, ושיפרו ילדו תשובה, what's going to happen then? וסמכרתם שום, you're going to go there and bring back, שום is קליפס, you're going to bring back what you saw, where is it? או יבחו, you gave over the קדושה to the אויב, המתות העבירה, the sotten becomes more כוח, קליפס becomes more כוח from you. This is number one, base, ודוח דם ועוד, ואין כוינה. What do you mean vein koine? What happens if you do tshuva becomes vein koine? So Rabbi says, chsidus vein koine means with the tzvei pirushim in ein mazel leisrael. The Gemara says ein mazel leisrael. So the pashas it means that Eden have no mazel. And then there is that ayin, the Rabbi says two pirushim. Ayin is mazel leisrael. We say in kapitul tilim, me ayin yovo yezri. Same thing is also, ayin, where is mazel of the Eden? Comes from the level of ayin, that is a very high level. Eden, Ayin is koine, the Amshocha v'gilu from Prinas Ayin, because it's Echa from Prinas Koine, it's Ayin in Chsides, what does it mean? The Rebbe is explaining it very gishmak. Ki yidua, as koine is boilo ma'atsiles. Ki yidua in Kiddush, bepirush boruch koine, when we say Kiddush levone, and we jump three times, we say boruch hoise, chasiye, boruch yoitzrech nitzire, boruch boirech is priye, and boruch koinech is atsiles. And the Rebbe says, as boilo ma'atsiles, so koine is boilo ma'atsiles, when Ayin is Echa von Atzilus. So we have this posuk al Chassidus, beautiful. Ve'ef shivcho yuldu tshuve, then it's going to be, ma'akartam shom lo'yevecho, you're going to go there, and you're going to bring it back from lo'yevecho that you gave the koyach to the klippes, you're going to bring that and elevate it, and if it's there by the klippes, it shows that it comes from a very high place, so it's going to come to the level of Ayin, koine, that it's going to be the level you're going to reach, such a high place, that it's higher from Atzilus. Oistes. In them is Rashi, be'yeno shel Toiro Moisif, noch mehr pnimis dik inyan. It's not finished. It comes even more. Vibalt, as it is in a chelik elokam im al mamish, kemen is jogan as the ganze kavona sa iride von der teuche chais no zu lib dem ilu ibus vert oivgiton in den itzutzis noch es is euch beikab zu lib dem ilu ibus vert oivgiton in den mitten gufe. Till now, what did we learn? The taid, we're doing tshuva, what is it going to affect? It's going to bring back the itzutzis that he lost and he gave to Shom. Rabbi says, no, that doesn't make any sense. This is not enough. Rashi is emphasizing here that it's not going to be only in the Nitzutzos. You, every Eve, when he does Tshuva, reaches the highest level and he brings down the highest level that could be. Where do we see it? Ki yedua, as Tshuva poilt an aliyah shloi be'erech nitno in the Chavtze. Not only in the things that you're purifying in the Gashmiz, the Koilom, the Nitzutzos Kedusha. Noroich in Gavre, you, the Gavre is going to be changed. And the Proto-Eilu is Rashi Mevair in Zayim Pirushim Vizmakartem, Ve'inkoin. Now we're going to translate Rashi's Pirushim of Bonios and all this what Rashi is explaining, what we learned till now, that it's in Pirushim Mikro, the Teuchach, the curses, the Rebbe is going to translate it and say how it is in elevating and has to do with the Gavre and not only with the Chavtze. Vizmakartem Shom lo yivecho la'avodim v'lishvochos. What does it say till now? Atem mevakshim liyis nimkorim. You are asking, you want to sell yourself. Right? That's what we said. And nobody's going to buy you. What is it in Tzada Broche, in the blessing, what is it? Der Ilu in Avoides HaTshuva is was durch dem Werder Rida Neved Lashem. We said, Ve'eshifro is Tshuva. Then come, Ve'ismakartem, you want to be selling yourself. It becomes a Eved to the Eibishter. Ve'ismakartem Shom. And the Meile von Eved, was steht in dem, was Atem Mevakshim Liyis Mkorim. The emphasis in Rashi is that you're going to ask if you want to sell yourself. Not the captors are going to sell you. Why? Because it comes from you. You want to sell yourself.
Sie arbeitet mit Koyach Atzmoy. He is doing it. I want to be a Eved of the Eibishter. Das ist nicht wie der Avoide von Prinas Bonim, Avoide Sassadik, wo sie Avoide wie Skash Schelekus, ist der Teva Benashe, weil das ist Valdos, wo es bei sie Erz Schelekus, und sie ziehen sich Schelekus, weil wir das umkommen, wie ich kann nicht mit Zadzeh, ich starte aus Avoide, wenn man Zadzeh Lekus mit der Meile. Wenn er Zadzik, wenn er das der Avoide, ist er a level of Bain, he has his nature, he wants to be connected to the Eibishter, want to cleave with the Eibishter. Was ich kann, Avoide ist aber Tshuwe, ist completely different. That what it says, wie es Makartem, you are going to do it. The Tshuwe that Baal Tshuwe does, comes from him, because he's yawning, he's longing, he wants to be close to the Eibishter. Was Begolle ist, er gewähme Ruchik von Elikus, sie ist, was brings him, ist der Avoide nicht mit Zadgili Milimailo. Adarabe, he's in a bad place now. He's not in a good place. How come that he wants to do Tshuwe? It doesn't come inside the Likus. The father so filled in a Geschmack when he's sitting on a Vede. No, he doesn't have a Geschmack and he wants to serve the Eibishter. Adar, but this is Gor Eibach Tivoyit. He's in a place that it's not good. Noch Ot sich Iba Gimach Bekoyach Atzmoy. This is about Tshuwe. Worked on himself. Inside the Atzmoy, Zita Zog Tzelikus, as Rashi says, Atem Mevakshim, Lios Timkoven. And this is the Iker, the Geräufung von Avodas Hashem, בדוק מצד דוד, לא סטוד זין ארבט, נשמע צד אמרגי שעודן, וזכר צריך באים, עד הרב, זה אי פכתיב, ואינו רגיד, זכר איבר צפידים למודן, מזין אגן עם כוח, כמו זאת, האבט לא סרב די עודן, בקוז הוא לייקס הם, בקוז הוא רוצה להיות אפי, הוא אין לו צ'ויס. He became an Eved because he wants to do what the Odin wants. He doesn't have an ergeshim that is a Odin and he has to do it for him. Oishyud. Al derech zeh is Rashi Megala in the Pirush from Vein Koine, ki gzero lecho erek vikiloyen. What is Erek Vekeloyen? What could it be in Broches? What could it be in the elevating in this side? The Rebbe says, Kigzero lecho Erek Vekeloyen. Ani in Ale Yosho was is in Eden, Duchavoydes HaTshuve. The main point in this transforming this flawless into Broches is Veshifro, that you do Tshuve. After Tshuve comes everything. Now we're going to come to Erek Vekeloyen. What is Erek Vekeloyen? What does it mean? The Pirush Pnimi from Erek Vekeloyen is, as Eindig Bechayim, Bechayim, Oilom Azeh Agashmi, Shteter Natnue von Erek. How could it be live and be dead? Then he gets his tivus and his ovar. That's what it is. He kills his tivus.
Mesboil,
right. Kiloyen, kolso nafshi, mit akloi sa nefesh elikus. That says, abeis agifin zichino ilo maze. Not when he goes up after 120. Aneshome beguf. The greich tatsu, azam adregit, suvelechat in neshome vat nisale. It gets the level being in the goof, as the neshome usually gets only, when she goes up after 120. על דרך הפירוש מוכסידס, זה מים הרמישתי עם פירקו אובס, במי יושונו, כאילו מי זבוב הרבות למין האילו, מה אתה עושה מין עם פירקו אובס? במי יושונו, if somebody lives to land at least, it's like he's dead. What do you mean he's dead? He could put on feeling, he could do misses, he could learn. What does it mean? Beautifully, מוכסידס has explained, אז משעה סעיד על בית המדרגה פה מי יושונו. He doesn't have to be 100 years old. He could be 20, 30, 40 years old. He reached the level of 100. We say in Sphira, we start with Chesed Shebechesed, we go till Malchus Shebemalchus. Why? Because Sphira is metaken only the Midas. Right? Midas, that's why we have the Korban from Oimer. When we start counting the Oimer, we have a Korban. It's the only two Korbones. This is one of the two that we bring Seoirim, barley, not wheat, because it's Meichel Be'eme. Meichel Be'eme, because Nefesh HaBa'am, says the Midas. Mashenkin Imoichin, we don't have to pray. That's why it's only 7 times 7. Chesed Shebechesed till Malchus Shebemalchus. Mashen came when somebody reaches the level of Meyo. He's a young man, but he reaches the level of Meyo. What is that? Vit Moichin. And do Moichin also, so it's 10 times 10 is 100. So when he reaches the level of 100, then it's Kilo Meis. It's Tivus and everything is gone. Not only 7. What does it mean? Is there in ganzen Echa from Welt? Is higher from world? The male is a keilu meis. If he's a zoich dolemato, can he a lekus? A eid that comes to this level, he sees a lekus. For magamaz lo yirenu odom v'chai, it's clear in the Torah lo yirenu odom, and the Rebbe brings down the Sifri, a marvel de kavot, I never learned that till I learned the Sifri. The Rebbe says, the Sifri says, b'chayei yemein amroin, avo b'bisos amroin. Says apostle lo yirenu odom v'chai. So the Sifri says, yes, for sure, it's right, but only when they are alive. And here the Rebbe says, that if you come to a level that you kill yourself in Tiris and all these things, you're already mazed. So you could already see a lekus mamish bein ebosa. The Baltober is keilu mazed, is already in a level keilu mazed, v'ob arubot lemin oilom, zeter oich bam lebem, nishome beguv, those was b'misoson v'ayim. He's already considered misoson, so you could see. Oish yudal. Remes is the ochaznit, no the teuchach haguv.
Hypocrisy. Huh? It sounds like a hypocrisy. No.
Why?
If he's in such a level,
Hashish
should be able to see
how
it goes.
Which level?
What are you saying?
He's coming to the level that he already fixed up with 10 koiches, 10 times 10. He's already in a level that he's already been mayor. He has all mayor with 10. Oy shidal, der Remes is doch, has nicht nur die Töchere Gufe ist lieben Eloi von Tshuwe, noch euch die Sibbe, was hat er rausgerufen, die Töchere ist lieben Tachlis von Tshuwe. Till now we learned that the Töchere is because of Tshuwe. Now the Rebbe is going to come and say that even the Averis that we do is also Milamailo. It's not our fault. It's very, very geschmack. Unbelievable, the Rebbe brings that. The Rebbe says, the Sibbe, the cause that brought the Töchere is also not from us. Listen to this. That says, חוש בגילו יש דס מצד אחד טועים ועושים טועים בבחירות סמן חופשיס. Yeah, when I see somebody has a, does a avere, he wants to do the avere. Rebbe says, no. The pnimius, he's oich dos guf anim vos kum milimailo. Rebbe says, there's medroshim, it's not chsiles. There's a medrash at the Rebbe Shter, everything is milimailo. Adam Orishin ate from the tree, the Rebbe Shter wanted to show the world the Ayin of Tshuva. It wasn't his fault. And same thing in a lot of places, the Brodan, the Ayin of Averes, that it's not, it's, there's a posik in Tilim. Noiro alilo al bnei Odom. Yes, Noir Alil al Neodom, that everything comes from Milo. Let's learn inside with the words. Yeah. The Reuterster bringt even in them, Matzev Kadeshis on Zukunft zu Milo von Tshuva. The Rebbe wants him to be in this level, then they come to the Tshuva, they reach the highest level that they could be. And das ist auch mir rumes in dem Order von Posuk, the Rebbe wants to bring out that not only the curses is a Indian of good, but and I am the Tshuva brings it, but even the cause of the of them is also from the Ribishtar. And those are the Murumas in the honor from Posik Vishif Hashem, but there are Shamat Lucholos Esavoid Leroyso. Oh, you're those who see them gain in the Derech Hosu, in the Derech was the Ribishtar Otongis of Lois Esavoid Leroyso, is with Nimius to Abund Miller and Nogi Miller Milo. What does the Ribishtar say? In the way that you now, that I told you not to go, I'm going to take you. The Ribishtar takes you in this way. Vishif Hashem with the Kabone to the Oib Nogdom Deedin to Tshuva. Und das ist euch, was Rashi Tachbo Nio ist beschivio. Now we're going to come to answer, as die Ride von Aiden in Mitzrayim, die Mitzorim und Gwulim, Welem und Esther, ist nicht Bezöne von dem Iden, es ist beschivio. It's not our fault. Das führt ihm der Räubischte Balkorcho, mit der Kavone zu der Führung zum Ilui von Tshuva. Unbelievable. Oh, is it based? Al Pikol Anal? Yeah, Chas V'Shalom, Echte V'Oshuv. Yeah, to reach the high levels. No, Chas V'Shalom. Oh, is it based?
It's not working.
Al Pikol Anal, but when we stand, we remember the question. Who remembers the question? If it says Bonios, what does Rashi say Bisfinois? What is it? Translating Bonios, Bisfinois? The child learned the Vayichi Bonios. Now, according to Pnimi, the side of Broche and Kedushe, you're going to understand exactly what it is beautiful. Al Pikol Anal, but when we stand, what does Rashi is Mefarish Bonios, Bisfinois? Also das ist nicht nur ein Pirus vom Wort Onios. Rashi doesn't have to translate mit dem Wort Onios. Nur damit ist Rashi euch mehr Rames, als Leute mit Pnimistiken Teuchen vom Posuk, was Rashi geht auch aus bei jenen Schild Teuro, ist doch eine Gärderin von Onios, wie es wird geteilt Sphinois. I must have both words, Onios and Sphinois. How? Der Rebbe explaining it. Der Bio was it. Onios ist in Jonom zu mege sein auf Menschen, weil sie darf und durchgehen die Wasser von Ayam oder Teich. Yeah? What's a ship? What is a boat for? You have got to go through the water. You need something to protect you, so you go in a ship. Al derech zeh ruchnis hayonim. Ruchnis also the same thing. Because an neshama kum tarop lemato is the mayim hazeh in the mayim hazeh goyim from oilam hazeh. The world is called mayim hazeh goyim. It's you know, boiling water and it's turmoil and
turbulence
and everything. Yes. Darf sie oben a dover am Megin. Die Schomen need something to protect her. Also sie soll nicht werden vertrunken. Has to not to sink, not to drown. Has to schalm in See. Und das ist durch Sphinois, der Weide von Teuro Mitzvahs, wo wir machen. How do you protect yourself? Through Teuro Mitzvahs. Now we're going to come to the answer, why we need Onios and Sphinois. In them, sind in dort zwei Madriges. In this story of protecting ourselves, there's two levels. There's Onio and Sphino. Now it's understood. I mean, in Pshuto Shel Mikro is Mamisha. There's no answer for it. Nobody has an answer for it. Why does Rashi say Bisfino is Beshivio? Rashi never says an extra word. There is a phrase, I don't know where I read it when I was a young boy, that Rashi took him to make his Pirush 4 years or 20 years? I think 4 years. 20 years he wrote it, and then 20 years he condensed it. He took out what he didn't want, and he left only what he wanted. So it's every letter is good. What is Bisfino? What is it here? Now the Rebbe explained what it is. In Pnimi Shanyon. In dem seinen dort zwei Madreges. Aleph. Und Nios, der Name von Dovra Megin in Loshna Koidesh. It says in Posik on Nios. Rashi is not satisfied with Nios itself. Because it's only Loshna Koidesh. Das heißt, der Avoide von Teurer Mitzvah, das wird getan in der Welt von Gdusche. When you in Schul, when you learn, when you daven, when you do these things. Beis, this is not enough. I need Svinois. What is Svinois? as he's emphasizing with Svinis to bring you the Loshen of Targum. The Nome of Loshen von Targum. Das heißt, es kommt darauf in der Welt von Targum, von der Ayin Umois. Velachem en Dav Mevaru, Omar Hussein, Rashi is lo Moisiv, that's not only where you learn your Davon, on Neois, if we would have said on Neois Bushivio, I would have known what it is. The whole idea here is the purifying the world, purifying yourself, and you should get the eye level oil. How do you do it? You have to purify the 70 Umois. So Rashi must say Besfinois. Because this is the avoid von Shuvah, as this Doinois, don't learn Zochios, as it takes the Shivim Umois, and it's purifying them. So Rashi, and interesting that we have to mention, we're coming up with Sukkos now. What is Sukkos? What did we do? Korbonas, Shivim, right? Yeah. For the Ayin Umois. And the Gemara says, if they would have known what this Korbonas do for them, they would come Becherev Bechanis, and they wouldn't let destroy the Beis Hamikdash because how much they gain and they get from that. Okay. So Rashi, as the Baal Tador Retzich, Vegmetak Zayin HaMatzav in Ridim Tzatchatoim, right? The Rashi's point is Ve'eshifro, in Pnim Yisun Yonim, Yenu Shil Toirot Ve'eshifro, that you do Tshuve, it's such a terrible way that you're going. God said that the Rebbe said that I'm taking in a way that I told you not to go anymore. The Ribbon of the Onkumans, as I say, the Ravoid of Agone, was the state not from the nearest nor the earth. You must have both. You must have the Sfino. You must have the Sfino in Gdushe, the Onio in Gdushe. You must have also the Sfino to protect you when you go out and you do it with the Shivim Mumas. You got to protect and purify the world also. Oy should give. Be rotzen. As do them, so everything is beautiful. The Rashi itself is understood, and as much more on Yisus and Svinus, the Rebbe didn't answer in Pshutushel Mikro. Only in Pnimius and Yerim, the Rebbe answered that. Oy should give. Be rotzen. As do them, limud yenu shel Toiro. O Pnimius a Toiro, from the Divrei Teichoche, so the core of Mamish Nisgalove, and the Pnimius dika Toiv, from the Divrei Teichoche, betoiv anire ve anigle, as yedera zol ozem, bein eboso, betoiv anire ve anigle, im bone chayo, mzoyne reviche. Und die alles euch hoch, es sollen kommen, alle ihr Wecho, alle sein Nech, Asher Redo Fucho, und jeder Ried mit euch in Klal Israel, wird Nichtav, und Nechtam, Bexibe, und Chassime Toivo, und Shono Toivo, und Mesuko, und Toivo, und Nire, und Nigle, bis, der Rebbe sagt, Toivo, und Nire, und Nigle, nicht in Pnimis, die Kenyonim, nicht in Techoche, wie wohne Evet, Lemato, bis zu der Bruch, der Klolis, Bias Moshiach Tzadkeinu, Yimeiro V'yomeinu Mamish. Just to mention something very interesting, Mamish in 1 minute. There's a long story, but we will say just this word. The Rebbe, maybe he's a French, he knows about this story. There was a guy named Rabbi Rubinstein, and he was the Rav in a big shul in Paris. It's called the Pave Shul. Rue de Pave. Rechov Pave, yeah? Okay. Pave Street, okay. So he was the Rav there. Yeah.
How many years ago? You're talking about
Tovrich Sadikhes, Sadikhes, Tovshin, till the Rebbe went away. Before the Rebbe left, the Rebbe went to say thank you to him. If you want, next week I'll tell you the whole story. It's a beautiful story. I heard it from Mocha Rishon. So the Rebbe went to say goodbye to him. The Rebbe went to say that he's leaving and everything. The Rebbe gave him something unbelievable that the Rebbe appreciated. The Rebbe always, a child opens the door, the Rebbe says thank you. So the Rebbe gave him a Shulchan Aruch Hashem Mishpot, Chelik Aleph, that he got a matone from the Friedrich Rebbe to the Chasene. He got all set, all the Rebbe Maharash. And it says, an Ish Sefer, Lashem Oretz Umloy, Lamed Eivov, Nisifrei, Ksav Yad Kodesh, Shneos, and the Rebbe Maharash Nome. He gave him a matone, such a Sefer. Yeah, the Rebbe didn't get a matone for them. The Rebbe used them as a rov also. Besides talking to them, Shasu Poskim, he knew everything. A Polish Riddle, he knew everything with us. So when he came to goodbye, the Rebbe told them that it says, Alipoto Rodom Mechaveiro, Alipoto Dvar Aloche, you should say something. So he said, you just said Aloche already. Alipoto Rodom Mechaveiro is already Aloche. So the Rebbe smiled and the Rebbe said, Becholifim, what are you learning now? He says, I'm learning Gemara Erevim. So the Rebbe told them, the Gemara in Erevim says, that Shlomo HaMelech tiken them leIsrael, Shnei Dvorim, Eruvin and Netilas Yadayim. The Rebbe says, Torah cannot be that there's no connection. Shlomo HaMelech tiken them. Why all of a sudden the mitzvah is the Rabbonon that Shlomo HaMelech made is Eruv and washing the end to Essen. Why these two? The Rebbe said, the connection is beautiful. Eruv has three translations. Eruv is sweet. Eruv is a Orev, a Kosainer, whatever it's called, a Garantor, and Eruv is mixed. This is the real Taichin of Eruv. The Rebbe says, every Jew has to be with another Jew, Eruv, all three things. So that means that you have to go out and be Mekarevidim. But there's a problem. The Torah says, Oyev es abriyos mekarvon le Torah. Bring him, you shouldn't go to, don't bring the Torah to them. Don't make choice in the Torah. Bring him to Torah. What do you do? So Shlomo HaMelech says, if you're going to go out in Gar Vidin, wash your hand first and remember that you are special and don't get affected from them, just affect them. After the close, I'm going to tell you something else that you're going to laugh.